In the midst of a contentious and at times very divisive campaign for U.S. Senate, both Mark Pryor and Tom Cotton stood together, shook hands, and advocated for a shared cause, the approval of the Keystone XL pipeline. But any sign of partnership ended as soon as the tour of Well-Spun Tubular began. Pryor and Cotton took separate, simultaneous tours of the same facility, walking non-intersecting routes. Despite that distance, both lawmakers had similar things to say about approving the pipeline after the tours ended. Here's Tom Cotton.
The Keystone Pipeline quite simply means jobs and growth and opportunity for Arkansas's economy. Hundreds of jobs here in Little Rock, hundreds of millions of dollars of investment.
And Mark Pryor.
It's going to create American jobs. It's going to lessen our dependence on overseas oil, where we'll be paying billions of millions of dollars every year to unfriendly countries.
The two candidates rarely looked at each other and never exchanged more than a few words throughout the two-hour-plus tour, but frequent references were made by industry representatives to the bipartisanship of the event. Speaking after prepared remarks, Tom Cotton doubted Pryor's sincerity and did not attribute any bipartisanship points to the senator.
If he can't get it to the floor for a vote, how is he a voice for Arkansas in the Senate? If he and Democrats like this who claim they support it would press Harry Reid and press the president to actually have a vote on the Senate floor, they would pass the legislation that we've passed in the House and we'd be building this pipeline.
Pryor, however, argued he is pushing for action from those Democrats he disagrees with.
And you all know from the very beginning, I've been a different place than where the president is on this. I've worked in a bipartisan way to try to get this done in the Senate. We hope we're going to have votes on that this week. If we are not able to do it this week, hopefully we'll have some votes on Keystone XL very soon in Washington.
Officials with Well-Spun said over 700 miles of pipeline for the project has already been produced, with much of it sitting idle on over 80 acres waiting for approval of the project. Well-Spun President David DeLee said Keystone's operator, TransCanada, has already purchased the pipe, but if its route were to be approved, even more work and workers, between 50 and 200, would be needed on site.
Our large diameter facility, unfortunately, right now is shut down due to lack of orders. One of the problems is the Keystone XL pipeline not being approved. If that pipeline was approved, we'd be running this facility right now.
Most polling shows the majority of Americans support the pipeline's construction, but vigorous objections from environmental organizations have endured for nearly half a decade and have managed to help stall construction. Opponents argue the project will contribute to climate change, threaten one of the nation's largest aquifers, the Ogallala, running through the Plains states, result in little change to the price of fuel, and will only lead to a temporary spike in jobs. The president is not expected to make a decision on the pipeline's approval until after the November midterm elections. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.